What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast, and I have some bad news that I'm sure everybody knows, but I just want to talk about a little bit, is that Ben Simmons is out indefinitely, at least right now, until I hear further notice. The team has reported that he needs further testing after he took an MRI yesterday. He took an MRI yesterday. He's going to get further tests overnight, and he's going to get further tests the next day, and we're going to see what's going on with Ben Simmons, but all the news, at least from my perspective, is bad, and it's scary because, oh man, if this team loses Ben Simmons for an extended period of time, which is most likely what's going to happen, yeah, this team is done. This team isn't going anywhere. Ben Simmons does so much for this team that people don't realize it till they're gone. It's like anything in life. Once you take something away from it that you've had forever, and you're like, whoa, I need this, I need this. Oh, yeah, he can do this. Oh, Ben's great at that. You know, stuff like that. Like, people, all the Ben haters, let's just put it this way. All the Ben haters out there are now saying, oh, well, yeah, we kind of need Ben. I think Joel Embiid needs to get traded. We just need Ben. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'd expect anything less. Absolutely not. I don't expect anything less. It's just how people are. But what Ben Simmons does with his size, him being a 6'10 athletic guard, being able to just drive the paint and collapse defenses to the paint, and be able to find a kickout and facilitate really well, or drive to the rim and lay up a shot, or do something where he can throw it to himself or make a dish off his elbow or over his head and to Joel Embiid or to Tobias Harris or something. He has the talent that we've never seen before from a point guard like this size, a player from this size at the point guard position in the city ever. Okay? Ben Simmons being lost in this team isn't winning many ball games at all. I'm scared to play the Kings on the road. I'm even scared to play the Cavaliers the road upcoming. Are you kidding me? I'm scared. I mean, what do you expect? We've already had close games with them. Like, what do you want this team to do? You have news that Tobias Harris is doubtful for the game. It's not good for this team right now. Ben Simmons' impact defensively as well, just being, you know, be able to run an offense, is so huge to this team. And you take that away from them, they don't have an identity anymore. That's the identity of the team. His speed and be able to push the ball down the court, be able to push the ball to his, to the people that are spotted up in the corner, spotted up in the wing or top of the key or something for a three or for a shot that barely go in. But people that are in those positions, Ben Simmons makes it happen. Ben Simmons' ability to just facilitate and get the ball out to anyone he wants to, anywhere he pleases, it's very impressive. And people take it for granted, and now, of course, all the little wormholes are coming out. Everybody's coming out of their hole and trying to defend Ben Simmons, of course, as everything else. But what makes me upset is that this happened for sure. I mean, for sure, this had to happen in the All-Star game. We all saw the fall. Is people love that people play hard, and I'm one of them. I love it. I thought it was entertaining. I can't wait to watch next year be like this. And sure, you could say, oh, well, it's just like another game. It's just like another game. Anyone can get hurt in either game. True, that's fair. But when you see it happen to your player, to one of your team's favorite players, or to your guys, it's just a different level of tough. Ben Simmons, man. Oh. Ben Simmons is going to make a ginormous difference in impact. And you'll see as far as tomorrow night, or tonight, I keep getting mixed up. You'll see it tonight against the Hawks, and you'll just realize, well, who are they going to put there? You're going to put Raul Neto there? You're going to put Shake Milton at the point? My guess would be Josh Richardson plays backup point, and then Matisse Thybulle gets slid back into the shooting guard position, and I would go Glenn Robinson at the three, Tobias at the if he play, Tobias is doubtful. So if Tobias plays at the four, if Tobias doesn't play, oh man, do you run small? Do you run like Furkan at the three or something like that? Or do you bring Mike Scott back into the equation or Kyle O'Quinn? I don't think you bring Al Horford back in there. Who knows? Ben Simmons messes with the rotations. Ben Simmons messes with the competitiveness of this team. He's the energy leader, in quotation marks, the energy leader of this team. The guy who starts everything. The guy who gets downhill and goes to the basket and just sets a tone for the team. Losing Ben Simmons is tough. I hope he's okay. I'm a humongous supporter of Ben Simmons. I love the kid. I think he's a fantastic talent. I think he's a... He has the potential to be a Hall of Famer in the future. The potential's there. You can't tell me it's not. People love to just say, oh, well, he can't shoot. Well, he does... He can pass at an elite level. He can drive and kick at an elite level. He can collapse defenses at an elite level. He can facilitate at an elite level. He has speed with the ball at an elite level. He can do everything at an elite level except for the one major, I'm not going to say minor, a major flaw, and that's his shot. It's so tough. It changes everything with this team. It completely flips this one around. We saw Ben Simmons get going. He's been on a groove lately. He's averaging like 20 points his last couple games. He's been in a great mindset. Excuse me. Just been in a great mindset of just aggressiveness, you know? And I want to touch up on one thing with Joel Embiid and talking about leaders, leadership and stuff like that. When we saw Joel Embiid go down earlier in the year, what did Ben Simmons do? Ben Simmons stepped up. He stepped up. And he was scoring 30 points a night. He was putting the team on his back, got himself on through a tough stretch, went 6-3 in 9 games that Joel Embiid missed, put himself in great position to put the team to win the game, to put the team on, you know, on a good spot. And whenever you see Ben Simmons out, which obviously isn't often, he's missed, what, 4 games the last 2 seasons, so you can't put too much stock into this. But when you see Joel Embiid put the team on his back day in and day out, we see it here and there. We see it in Boston. Oh, we see it against the Cavaliers. We see it against the Brooklyn Nets and taunting Jared Allen and DeAndre Jordan. We see him calling himself the best player in the league. Do you see Ben Simmons doing that stuff? Calling himself the best player in the league? No, he gets down and goes to work, and he steps up for his team, in my opinion. And losing a player like him, a leader like Ben Simmons, to this team and roster as a whole, is tough. People are going to blame and bash Brett Brown because he's going to put in Oladipo or have a lineup of smalls. What are you going to do? He's such a huge loss. I can't stop talking about it. It's a huge loss for this team. They will not win anything without Ben Simmons. Nothing. None. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw this team drop in the standings from here on out. If he's out for an extended period of time, which I think he will. I hope. I really do pray he's not. Ben will play through anything if he's hurt. He tried it. They were rumors that, or the broadcast says, if you watch the Bucks game, the broadcast said that Ben Simmons was getting checked out every couple minutes before the game, on the sideline, during timeouts, getting checked out during the game. He was just getting bothered, and he was hammered by this injury that occurred. I mean, yeah, sure, it could occur in the All-Star break. We saw the fall, and he tweaked something to practice, and then he can't play through it. But the fact that he got checked out every couple minutes, every time out at the Bucks game, just, it's not right. It's not normal for this team with its training staff to just let him play through that. Usually he would hold them off. They never see it with Ben Simmons. So I guess Ben, you know, I'm sure Ben says, oh, I'll be okay. Or, oh, I can do this. And let him out there because he never gets injured, as in extremely injured. No career, you know, not career, season, you know, defying injury where you're missing 30 games or something, where a broken foot other than his rookie year, or something about the knee, or tendonitis, or arthritis, or whatever Joel Embiid always has. Losing Ben Simmons is huge, and it's different without him on the floor, and who knows, man. What I think his injury will be is some sort of like strain, I hope. I think it's some sort of strain. Who knows? People were saying he's going to see a specialist, that his MRI came back. We don't know how it came back, but he's going for either more MRIs or more tests or something. But again, it's not normal for him to miss time. So when Ben Simmons misses time and no one's saying, oh, he's probable for tomorrow, he's already ruled out, it means something wrong is going on. And people aren't breaking the news. There was a report out there. I'm not sure who this was reported by, but it said, it was on Sideline Sources on Instagram, if you want to check that one out. It said that Ben Simmons was emotional leaving the exam room. That scares me a lot. Ben Simmons isn't that emotional of a guy, at least to what I've known. I don't know everything about Ben Simmons, but for him to be emotional after leaving the exam room just tells you that something happened and he doesn't know what's going on, but he knows it's bad and he's going to be gone for an extended period of time, and it's scary. I don't know what to do at this point. You're going to have your guard step up. You can't blame Brett for trying things. You just can't. You can't bash him for trying things. People are going to have to step up. Hold Nettle if he plays, which I hope he doesn't. If I'm being honest with you, I'd rather see Alec Burks get backup minutes over him and Matisse Thybulle get backup point guard minutes over him. I hope those guys step up and play well. They're not going to be the same without him, no matter if they step up or not. No one's going to step up to the level of Ben Simmons. Just because the defense doesn't play, they don't play him or play these small guards the same that they would play Ben Simmons. They don't play the same. So taking him out of the equation changes the whole offense and the style and how they run everything and what they're going to do. So you just got to know to yourself that coming into these games, if Ben Simmons is out for a while, that it's not going to look right. It's going to look weird. This team's going to be lost if it wasn't lost already. And it's a bad look for this team. I hope I'm wrong. I hope everything is okay. And we can get back to winning. Hopefully. Get back to winning some games. But no Ben Simmons is hard. No Ben Simmons definitely is hard. Again, the Sixers play the Hawks tonight. Hopefully they go out there and win. Joel Embiid's going to have to be up, be dominant. No one's going to stop him. Who, John Collins is going to stop him? I hope not. John Collins isn't a defender. Just play your game, Joel. Just run the offense through Joel Embiid. When you do these pick and rolls and pick and pops, people got to hit their shots. Hit your shots. Al Horford's going to have to be stepped up and improved on. I don't know what's wrong with Al Horford. I don't know. I don't know what it is with Al Horford. Yeah, he forgot how to play basketball in one offseason. I guess he left him on the plane when he came over to Philadelphia when he was in Boston. I don't know what happened to Al Horford. I don't know how this happens to Al Horford. I'm still saying that he's not being utilized right because it makes no sense how bad he can be right now. He's been awful. He's missing wide open shots, and again, he's not a shooter, but they're wide open. I mean, no one's contesting them at all. So I just hope everyone from big men to guards can just step up and be great for this team down the stretch without Ben Simmons in there. I don't have high expectations. I hope you guys listening do not have high expectations either, because why would you? There's nothing to hang your hat on at this point for this team. Do you think it's going to get better without Ben Simmons? Yeah, absolutely not. The answer is no. In case you were wondering, the answer is no. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And I don't know. Just got to see how it plays out. Hopefully we get news tomorrow or whenever. We just get something out there that makes everybody feel better and gives everybody a sigh of relief. But again, I highly doubt it. But for me, that'll be it. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all the listeners lately and everybody following. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Thank you.